You can hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
I look over. How do you hear me? Because your headphones are talking not
on. I have ears. I can hear you.
I thought, well, we're on. Welcome to the podcast. You know what I'm talking about. Daddy, do you maybe need to clean out one of your holes? And I'm not talking about the ears. Today's first sponsor, Tushy, is here to remind you that inner peace sometimes comes from a cleaner hole. Do you ever feel that way?
Inner cleanliness.
Yeah, inner cleanliness. Yeah. But they also want to remind you that the next time you sit down on the toilet to squeeze out a baseball bat, Hello Tushy wants you to remember one thing. The time you're spending scrolling on your phone is not giving you peace of mind. It's giving you a hemorrhoid. We actually talked about that in an episode that's coming out this next coming week.
Yeah, we did. Cleaning out.
Because prolonged sitting, squeezing, and standing, or at least sitting with your legs apart like that, causes a bit of stress, especially when your skin is dry and it's getting also met with a bunch of scratchy toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter the number of plies, stop irritating your butthole and use the Tushy Bidet, which cleans your butt with a targeted stream of fresh water, eliminating the need for painful wiping. Daddy, we installed mine a few weeks ago.
Okay, so I have to start off by saying I was skeptical because the box came and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to put this together. So we unboxed it and I'm like, wait, because I was worried that you need an electrical socket and you don't have one near your
top. Not at all.
All you needed was a Phillips screwdriver.
Yeah.
It was literally the easiest thing I've ever installed.
In quite literally less than 10 minutes, Daddy got his together. I got mine together, respectfully. And it's something that doesn't require any energy or electricity plugged in. It works through the water.
Right.
It has a little valve similar to like a shower shot, but it does not use toilet water from the toilet. It uses fresh water from your wall. And so it's the same water you're going to be using all over the house. It not only reduces toilet paper by a margin, but especially with cleaning out processes, and I had, I've had my own experiences with that. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel a little bit more confident, a little bit more clean, and they have multiple versions as well, from the basic one, which is what we have. We're very basic.
Yeah, basic.
To heated seats, to even more. So check out Hello Tushy, HelloTushy.com, and use offer code WATT to get 10% off your entire order when you use, again, what code, Daddy?
WATT, WATT.
Thank you again, Tushy. The fresh water, the same as your shower and sink, squeezing at that butt and making sure you feel a little clean. Daddy, what's today's safe word?
Woo!
And welcome back to What's Your Safe Pot? I'm Amp.
I'm Mr. Christopher.
And today we can both hear each other.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Because I have my headphones on now.
That's good. Yes. Yeah, and you don't need a Hello Tushy for your ear, thankfully. It's been quite a week. I feel like we're getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah, but it's been nonstop. I just got back from Paris, and it has been every day
Go. Club. Another club. Boot black. A third boot black.
Oh, we've got so much boot blacking coming out right now.
I know. What was the response from, if you haven't heard or seen, we collaborated. On Guard had a lovely podcast with our guest, Buck Harder, who was doing a boot blacking kind of 101, but long form.
He did the boot black basics. So showed us how to boot black and clean our leathers. Which a lot of response. It really got a lot of views right off. I was amazed.
I'm not surprised. You were like, oh my God, it's doing so well. I'm so surprised. I'm like, no, boot blacking. So this is the thing, is the preconceived notion that boot blacking is somehow lesser is so, and I'm not saying that you have an issue. I'm saying the community has an issue because we just have this preconceived idea that, oh, well, it's not as important.
Yeah, well, I didn't think so many people would be interested in it. Let's put it that way.
Everyone is curious about it. I mean, when you're given the secret to healthcare, when you're given like little pro tips on how to prolong your life, now imagine it's going to make your gear not only long-lasting, but sexier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was wondering where you're going with that. It's like, is he prolonging your life now?
I'm talking about like skin, your leather.
Yes, got
it. Do you get it? You got it?
Now I understand. Good. Yes, okay.
And then we had a video come out for What's a Safe Word as well. A little bit sillier, but a lot more to the point. And it was good. It was good. How was your week otherwise, though?
It was good. We had a very relaxing weekend, just you and I reconnecting this weekend, which was nice. We had some downtime.
But before that, what happened Friday? Speaking of On Guard.
Oh, Friday. Oh.
Do you want to tell that story?
Kind of. Do I? I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of impressive, and it'll give people a primer to like what they're going to get.
So we shot an episode, another episode of On Guard. So we're kind of have a couple in the can right
now. What's the topic about? Can you give a little teaser?
The topic is steroids in the community and steroid usage. Because it's kind of a topic that nobody talks about. We all acknowledge it exists. We know people who are on it, but nobody talks about it. So we had Muscle Pup Badge on to come and talk about it, and he was very candid about it. However, we usually shoot outside so we can smoke our cigars. And it was a beautiful day. We set up the set. It was a beautiful day.
It was nice, only thing was sunny.
There was a windstorm going through the backyard. It was just like a wind tunnel.
You guys start talking. Oh, yeah, we get it. Okay. You guys started talking and I'm on the audio as I usually am. And I can't hear a damn thing you're saying because my headphones were what? Okay, stop.
I try to give the audience.
It doesn't sound nice for people listening.
Well, I know, and that's why we couldn't use it. So you said
sadomasochism
for the audience. I can't hear anything. And so I was like instantly, I like, oh shit, do we just have to scrap this and do it another day? And you know, when you have a guest and four other hosts and juggling everybody's time, it's a lot of work just to get them all to sit down in one place once, much less come back and do it.
Oh, and you guys had already popped open, like, we have a bottle of wine because it's a chilled social,
a couple bottles of wine.
But what I'm saying is you already had a bottle popped open, so like everyone's comfy, everyone's settled, and you and I can make that look of like,
shit.
Or are we canceling it or removing it to an entire different location?
So you suggested moving it to my house, which is a tiny house. So
we make it work.
I didn't know how we were going to make it work, though. I really had a second of going, I don't know if that's a great idea. Five chairs in my living room? I don't know.
And then we ended up getting eight people in there, too.
Yeah. So we had crew and photographers and audio and... So, but we did. We piled everything. We broke down the entire backyard, piled it all in the car, and went to my house up a flight of stairs.
Within 20 minutes.
My living room apart, through my living room, and literally in my bedroom, like chairs, coffee tables, everything.
Everything you have moves very easily, though. And that's the secret to a dynamic dungeon. Make sure things have little felty things on the bottom to slide around on hardwood or little wheels. All your chairs are easy to move. Apple boxes, and
we did that in like half an hour. So
less than.
I'm pretty impressed. But my anxiety levels were through the roof, and then I had to host the show. So I was like trying to be calm and collected, but also a little.
I'm sorry, what was that? Oh.
Give me a cough. But we pulled it off and everybody worked together as a team, which was great. And but that was a lot of stress.
And then we had a nice weekend, went to the Kabuki, which is my favorite place. We shot some more content on like bottoming, which is actually ironic because we'll be talking about some interesting bottoming experience today. But before we get into the main topics, which is edgy porn and or Texas porn bands. It's a very pornographic episode today. And I'm interested to see how it goes. I mean the overall bands, but also our conversation. But first, Daddy, I'm a little thirsty. I'm curious to what's going to be worse than that tension of, because usually you complain about something.
So you know how I hate tipping when there's no service? So you and I went to the Kabuki Hot Springs, but we went to a Japanese restaurant first before we did it. And it was a little sushi restaurant, which was adorable, but... all you ordered yourself on this iPad, and then it came out on little mini trains.
It was a bullet train sushi, I believe is what they call it. Yeah.
So there's these trains that came out with the plates of your food. And so you served yourself, right?
And then you put the dishes back.
And then you put the dishes back on the train, and the train and it goes back to the kitchen. So we had a lovely meal. It was fun. Never talked to a server. And then the bill comes, and they want 20% tip. And I'm like...
I mean,
do we need to grease the wheels?
First of all, the real issue here besides your attitude is no. I get that. And like you just came from multiple countries where tipping is not.
Right. Yeah. So it's part of the food. And food prices are restaurant prices are hugely expensive here. And in Europe, they weren't.
Yeah. And that's the cost of living in America, but also the terrible minimum wage that requires like serving. I want to. Let me say. servers do not get paid what they are worth, especially with the people they have to put up with. But I will also say, let me finish before you, I see your mouth open. I see it. It's open.
Just go.
But also, there was a little robot that was serving too.
But yeah. What's the robot going to do with the money? So I think the tipping, our tipping economy has run amok. Because I was a waiter in college. I appreciated tips. If I made $100 in a night, that was a good night for me. And so I appreciate tipping good service. We have gotten to this point, though, that we were tipping everything. We're tipping for someone to say hello to us. We're tipping at food courts in an airport.
Yeah,
It's crazy.
I'm of the mindset that tipping is a little outrageous sometimes, but that if you have the means and you appreciate a service, that tipping is...
What if you don't have the means?
No, I know. I'm not shaming anyone for their money. I'm simply saying that there's two roads here, and I think COVID created this tipping culture, just the tip, where you tip when you can because everyone's going through it. And I think that it's bled into everyday culture now.
But not robots. Robots are not going
through. Robot didn't
Let me
come,
just tell
the
you.
The robot didn't come to the table and was like,
right now.
Please give me a tip. Thank you. Like it was one of those robots that had like an animated face on it and it like winked at you if it saw you.
I refuse to tip robots. This is where I'm drawing the line. Okay. I'm not.
Well, when the robot overlords take over, daddy's getting first.
That is where I draw the line. I do not.
That is some hot tea. I will say I do agree with some parts of that.
Thank you.
No, I said I do agree with some parts.
I agree.
Not
with
all
that.
Of it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I'm thank you for agreeing with something.
But you know what we do agree on?
What?
Manscaping is a little something that you can do in the bedroom, or more so the bathroom, to help you in the bedroom at times. Now, everyone loves getting themselves all primp and proper and making sure they look nice. And with Manscaped, today's second sponsor, we are here to remind you about spring cleaning. Now, this season, make sure to groom your carpets and drapes with a leading below-the-waist grooming kit from who, Daddy? Manscaped. you were about to do the product code, weren't you?
It's going Watts 20.
Clear out your winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom. Much like Daddy's awareness when I start talking to him, he has to pay attention now.
No!
Like the springtime flowers that you are, embrace the season and join over 10 million people worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use offer code...
Manscaped.com.
No.
Watts 20.
For 20% off and free shipping. And maybe you can get your, again, Lawnmower 5.0 with two interchangeable blades, next gen skin safe blade heads, which mean you're going to reduce nicks and cuts. And honestly, nothing ruins a good spring cleaning of your hole than a little nick or cut. Because I can't then get with Nick.
Or cut.
Well,
actually, I just did a photo shoot on Sunday as well for Ashwell Community Service in Austin, Texas, and they had to do these close-ups of this buckle belt, this Texas buckle belt, and they commented, because I was bare-chested for it, they said, "You are manscaped perfectly for this shot." Oh. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you, Manscaped.
Well, it's probably because Lawnmower 5.0 also has LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas, and maybe you even need a Beard Hedger Pro Kit, handyman, a travel shed that's wonderful and keeps all your potions and lotions inside that bag when traveling. Regardless, though, whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up below the neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. And again, going to manscaped.com and using offer code
WATS20.
Thank you again, Manscaped.
Nailed it.
Oh, I think so. High five.
Yeah.
I mean, you did manscaped.com.
No one heard that.
There's also one other thing, though, that we can agree on. And this is where the real conversations today are going to get a little heated, because I think some people might disagree with the conversation as well. Okay. And that is, you and I saw this actually when you were traveling. But then the other day you were like, did you see this? And pulled up your Twitter. And there was a tweet that says, and I quote, "My master put me in pillowy." Oh, in pillory. In the pillory, which is a stock set that puts your hands and feet kind of next to each other in a bar, and kicked me into the pool. I had to concentrate on my breathing to swim to the surface, and when I got out of air, had to breathe out to reach the bottom and then kick off the bottom of the pool back to the surface to be able to breathe again with a Just for Fans link. And yeah.
I am going to say hell no. This is irresponsible on so many levels. I can't even start. You know, that kid reached out to me when I went to Berlin last year and wanted to do a collab with me. And I'm kind of
giving too much information.
Oh,
So,
but I didn't.
Well, and I think that, first of all, I want to start this conversation by saying rack. Risk aware consensual kink. Rack.
But that is not risk aware consensual kink.
No. So here, this is where we have a conversation. Let me finish. Okay. Stunts like this are dangerous when publicized and then incentivized to do more.
Yes, and I have a hard time. Also on Twitter, you see sometimes breath control, like extreme breath control. Though it is with two players who know what they're doing and in a controlled environment, and two of them doing it, so there is another person, it's not solo breath play, I still get squeamish because it's putting out a high level kink to the masses that may not be educated on it.
And this is where I wanted to go specifically, right, with no prior education and safeguards that are being projected. Like, so for instance, it makes me think of like kink.com. They do a lot of, let's say, breath play as well as hardcore. They've even done like drowning kinks, you know.
They buried your head in the ground.
It was inside of a padded box.
It doesn't matter. No, they buried your head in the ground.
Let me finish. It was inside of a box, but we also talked about the scene in the pre-scene and the post-scene. We talked about the precautions, the safety. What we don't get in a 20-second clip that shows the quote-unquote hottest part to half of this thread. Like, this thread's so split, too. It's like so many people are like, this is the hottest thing, so trusting. Oh, my God. And the other half are, y'all are dumb.
Yeah.
I'm of the mind that while I don't care what people are doing consensually within their own backyard pool party, I don't think it's smart or safe to promote something like that. Because in that 20-second clip, I don't know if they have a CPR certified person on staff. Like, when we talk about breath play, I say you better know CPR first aid and what the trachea is, where your pressure points are. With this, I don't know if this guy has extensive breathing techniques that they've worked on. As a lifeguard, we went to entire classes where we did survival breathing similar to this, obviously not as kinky, but like we tested stuff and we had professionals on site that were clinically trained.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yeah, sorry. I was
okay. So long-winded.
Sorry.
So it doesn't even matter if they had a professional CPR on there. There were so many problematics with it. With his ankles and wrists were hard inlined in metal shackles. Metal shackles are not easy to get off. Pushed backwards head first, so his head probably hit the bottom of the pool. Doesn't matter if there's a CPR person there or not. Mm. That's dangerous. If there was a problem, pulling him out of the pool in that position, even a professional CPR person is going to have a problem.
Yes.
And then there's no way to put CPR on him because of the position he is stuck in metal shackles.
No, I agree.
All of that dangerous. Don't do it.
Yeah. And this is where, again, I've done so many versions of CPR, assisted breathing, AED, which is the defibrillators. Like, that takes months of training to do properly. And even with that, you, as Daddy said, thank you for adding, like, you can't get to someone's heart. You can't do the chest compressions necessary.
You can't roll them to their side so that if water can come out if that needs to happen.
It's that lack of awareness and then leaving the tweet up when people are like, this is dangerous, especially when I see other educators.
No, it really made me mad. It made me angry. That.
You are fists I am, gripped
yeah,
right
I
now.
Really, I yeah, it's not, it, it's dangerous and it's promoting something. It's not even a good fantasy to me.
After 4 minutes of lack of air and a hard time breathing is when you can start to get like brain damage. After a minute or even 2 minutes of a little bit of water in the back of your throat, and this is just maybe from a little bit of gasping and gurgling, that's when you start to choke and drown. So on top of that, having rigid bondage equipment that takes a full like Allen wrench to undo,
that's
scary stuff. Again, I'm not policing every scene, but like when we talk about breath play, that's something where I'm always like, you should know CPR and first aid for that reason.
You would be lucky to get them out of those rigid shackles in under a minute.
Yeah. So if
there was an emergency.
So
this is why we have safety shears when we do bondage and stuff. So you can cut someone out of bondage quickly, because untying them, that's valuable time that you don't have.
It's easy for someone to become unconscious with just a little bit of water blocking the airway in under 2 minutes.
And the person that kicked them in was doing camera from afar.
That was the other thing.
So even if that kid had a problem and started choking, by the time the cameraman got to them, it would have been too late.
And it's hard. Let me just say, when you're doing porn, it's hard to act, you know, quote unquote act. Mm-hmm. It's hard to even read someone sometimes. What if he's not actually having a hard time? Maybe they're doing edge play in this really extreme sense. Again, not condoning, but just saying like, there's so many factors there. It really made me uncomfy seeing that. And if drowning is your kink and you have like a controlled way to experience that and eroticize about it, that's one thing. But showing that to an audience of the internet mm-hmm. with no blocks, like I found it on both of my like quote unquote safe for work account and not safe because so many queer people were talking about it. Mm-hmm. Like that's scary.
Yeah.
To the point where I was following like Drag Race meme accounts and they did.
That came up.
Well, so they did a tweet that was like, it was like a litmus test for the week in gay world. So there was like a RuPaul's Drag Race spoiler slash drama. There was a picture of that kid in the like on his butt next to the pool. And then like two other Drag Race memes. And they're like, this is a gay litmus test. If you understand this, you're too queer. And I looked at it and I was like, oh no, I understand this. You're too queer. It was meant to be a joke.
Sure.
But at the same time, proved that it was crossing over into kind of a bit more meme-y, not mainstream. It's still sex worker stuff, but it was concerning. It was concerning.
Yeah, and the mere fact that that's still up means they don't care and they're just in it for the clicks. Views. They're getting.
Yeah, and there's that level of like clickbait. I wish the internet never allowed. Mm. There's like even disclaimers on stuff like that. Like I don't know. It shows concern and like proper context when you give actual disclaimers.
Well, you know what else is interesting? Because another funny thing happened Friday night. I was in bed. I live near Castro and Market. And I got woken up to screeching tires and a lot of people screaming outside my window. And I get up and I look. And there were several cars doing donuts in the intersection of Castro and Market. And they are just screeching tires, revving their engines. And they had blocked traffic in all directions, no cops around. And then it created this mob scene of people who were inching as close as they could to these spinning cars. And I've actually seen on Instagram and stuff that same scene where cars have hit the pedestrians watching. Oh, okay.
I was wondering where you're going
and,
with this.
And they're doing it for
sensationalism.
Clickbait for the sensationalism. And it's extremely dangerous. And I don't understand. So of all the things that Instagram and these TikToks and stuff censor, how come they're allowing that on their program?
Sometimes people I will
actually
say,
getting hit by a car
no, I know.
In real time.
Sometimes they will, if you're lucky, have the little community note or Instagram and TikTok, I think, or at least TikTok has like little like reminders at the bottom of TikToks that are dangerous. Like this is a dangerous stunt. Granted, it still shares it to mm-hmm. a degree. But on the terms of like waterboarding, drowning stuff, that kind of video, I do have another point there. Did you know that even Houdini tried to patent his tricks so people wouldn't recreate them?
Like, oh, when he jumped in water.
When he did number of tricks. So there was even one specific trick, the name I'm forgetting, where he did a one-time stage show, one-act stage show for a night in front of an audience so he could copyright that stage show so that technically no one could do that trick because he didn't want to patent it because then he would have to tell people how to do it in a patent.
Got it.
Isn't that? I just thought that was a fascinating thing when I was researching.
Well, that is kind of interesting. Houdini did make a whole career out of doing these underwater death acts,
and even like Chris Angel,
and we were like mesmerized by them.
But even then, those guys are actively like, "Don't try this at home."
Right.
A porn scene of 20 seconds, you just want people to be like, jerk off, and then maybe perpetuate the idea of drowning, which is more dangerous than being like, "This is not something to ever do at home. Do not do this at home." This is a blah, blah, blah stage. We have trained people. Like, that's where I get really uncomfy because there's no care put into that kind of blatant content. And so we're curious what you guys think. Like, I like hearing constructive criticism, conversations, points that maybe we missed.
Critiques, as we like to call them.
Yeah. We're not looking to fight. I'm not trying to blast.
I might fight.
Oh my God!
I'm ready to fight.
Oh gosh!
I'm in a fighting mood today. Okay. I'm wearing my grumpy daddy t-shirt.
I see that.
This for whole episode is going
to
be dad tea.
Not watching the pod, daddy. The second we started talking about this, and I asked daddy to give me a second to finish my thought, his fists.
Because,
he wants to say something.
Because you went on for 10 minutes.
For instance,
and I'm trying not to interrupt.
I have written notes, so let me just get through them. You know, but that was one thing this weekend that we were both very upset about, just because it. it gives a bad name. Like that's the kind of extreme stuff that causes platforms to literally go into what we're doing next, which is restrict
their rights.
And one person dying from a thing like that is what immediately gets politicians engaged and involved. And if it's a case of sex work or actual sex trafficking,
it makes us look bad.
Yeah, it makes us look bad, but then also gives them ammunition to then go to the courts and say, everyone does this.
Right.
All the sex workers need help.
Anyone into BDSM is doing these dangerous things.
When in fact, some people are doing dangerous things, but again, they're not also promoting and have thousands of followers and retweets and all that happening. I think that is irresponsible kink, personally. I'm not saying they can't do their things that turn them on.
Could you imagine if that kid did die in that pool?
I would be appalled. I'd be sad. I'd be upset.
That would, the person would be charged with manslaughter.
I know.
Yeah.
I know people that have caused, because of breath play and edgy stuff like that. We know people that have lost their life because of improper education on that. And to the point where it's so taboo that we don't have these conversations at all.
Right.
I would much rather have learning experiences and moments where we have this conversation, as heated as it might get, so that we can critically be like, what is responsible? What's irresponsible kink? And how do we share that properly? But you do that with education. You do that with like disclaimers. You do that with, here is why I am like licensed to teach this topic and or experienced in this manner, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. So I guess we, again, love to hear your feedback, but that's kind of where we stand because we are concerned about how information is so easily shared that sometimes it's shared by people who shouldn't be sharing things. In my own opinion.
Well, that's the beauty. That's the internet, isn't it?
I know. Isn't it great?
Everyone has an opinion.
Isn't it great? Evolution, which is how we found out how birds died from doing things in history, you know, like evolution. Did you never?
What?
Evolution causes like animals to evolve because they need certain things or they keep dying from certain things. Uh-huh. Do you know how evolution works?
I do know how evolution
works. The dodo bird?
I'm just trying to see what you're connecting the dots with. You're talking about Darwinism.
Darwinism, yeah.
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 I know what you're talking about. I just don't know how it's connected.
Evolution causes people to either live or die from stupidity is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. So, okay.
Anyway, that's kind of a nice segue, or at least I was trying to,
okay,
into how platforms also evolve. Okay. And do you want to explain the Pornhub thing or should I start?
Go for it. Because I know you have notes. Go for it.
I do, but I'd want to make sure that we both get to talk because I'm about to talk for a bit.
So I'll bullet point for you. Texas can't get porn anymore.
And I will caveat that with,
expand on that?
It's not just Texas. It's a lot of states. So this is the newest one. And I saw it on all of our friends who live in Austin Kink Weekend, Texas area. Mm-hmm. I saw a bunch of them posting stories last week because Pornhub put up a page to all of the Texans that says, if you try to access Pornhub in Texas, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring you to verify your age before allowing you to get access to our website. Not only does this impinge. I'm reading it right.
Okay.
Infringe is possible too, but impinge on your rights of adult access protected speech. It fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also most restrictive means of accomplishing Texas's stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors. While safety and compliance are the forefront of our mission, providing identification every time you want to visit an adult platform is not as effective as a solution for protecting users online and is, in fact, putting minors and your privacy at risk. Thoughts?
So, well, I'm kind of two thoughts on
Please that. Share them.
Because, well... The internet has been a free-for-all for porn for a long time, and it's now being cracked down on by making the companies responsible. Sestafosta did that. But porn companies were doing age verification long before Sestafosta came along because they didn't want to break those laws. I don't know how they're going to even be able to do that. And I don't know if just shutting it down completely to the state of Texas is going to accomplish what they want.
Well, I think right now that they're more so doing it to raise awareness, and they've done that.
Sure. Everyone's talking about it. Yeah.
But to that, like you said, that Texas was blocking this. There are 17 states that have passed or introduced bills requiring age verification for access to porn sites. New Jersey, West Virginia, Virginia, Oregon, Minnesota, South Dakota, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Florida.
And they used do that by credit card. In credit card processing, you had to be over 18 to have a credit card. So that proved that you were of legal age to buy porn.
And that makes sense.
Right.
But we've also evolved as a society with algorithms that if you had one piece of a person's information, as far as names, you could also then track what kind of content they watch and track what kind of content they're searching for and then give them more of that content. And then all of a sudden you have a profile for a person that might include a lot more than just their age. And I think that's where the real problem cracked down. Like, that's where the questions are being arisen on both sides, maybe a little bit, but not enough to actually stop it because we're getting things passed. You know, websites are being shut down. Protecting children in the history of porn specifically leads to harming marginalized communities, livelihoods, pushing sex workers onto the street into dangerous situations, and usually ends up with more harm being done. Even the police agree with us on that. Sesta Fossa told us that.
Yeah, well, we found out what a disaster that law became.
Yes, because it's led to the Earn It Act, which is essentially, I'm giving you the spark notes. We've talked about it a number of times, but it is Tumblr-esque moderation of the entire internet is what the Earn It Act is trying to do. We see this currently with how Pornhub is being faced with all of these sex negative legislations, how states are cracking down on age verification. But more recently, we've seen it also affecting websites that are supposed to be meant for art, because MasterCard, Visa are taking these guidelines and looking at how the internet should, in their own mind,
Informed. And that's always been weird to me. I don't understand why the banks are getting involved in this issue.
Because money makes things go round.
I know, but they make more money if people buy porn. That it's always been counterintuitive to me. They've always been against porn, but they make a shit ton of money off of it.
I know. I mean, that's what's happened. I'm surprised sometimes we get by because we are an educational commentary sort of channel, but on Patreon, so many people get blocked for having hypno stuff, even if it's hypnotherapy to like help people unwind, sexy imagery,
theater,
artwork, feeding they've deemed as inappropriate and harmful.
Gainer.
Some furry porn, some artists that do ABDL content, even if not sexual in nature, have been blocked on Patreon. Now we're seeing it on Gumroad, which is another art-based website where people can like, you know, donate and support a creator. We've seen it on PayPal and even now on Stripe and other payment processes. I've had to just make sure, and I've gone through our entire website when it comes to shops, just make sure that we don't say anything like promoting sex, you know, because that in their eyes, in their moderation guidelines, immediate block. And those algorithms will find us like a fucking...
Right. Well, we had a problem with that with our website once, and I forgot which... was it Patreon? Because we had links to our OnlyFans on our website.
Oh, yeah.
So they wouldn't let us promote whatsthesafeword.com.
But then, so we had
to take those links down.
Yeah, even talking about... When I label something on Patreon, again, I'm not trying to get on them. Patreon's the only website service we've used that also said... When they saw this coming from MasterCard, we can't do as much as we would like here. Please come to our seminar that we're holding in your city so that you can ask specific questions and we can tell you how to moderate your content to still post it legally on our platform.
Right.
And I want to give them the full credit there. I continue to do so, but still want to notice and pinpoint the harm that is caused by things like the Earn It Act, which, by the way, if you guys aren't aware of that, it takes 1 second to Google. We've talked about it a number of times, but please make sure your politicians are also aware. Call your politicians. Support the Free Speech Coalition, which is FSC. They support Pornhub and all of these lawsuits that are happening now with all the legislation coming down. Again, the good news, though, there's some good news here within the Pornhub and just porn in general. Legal experts say that a Fifth Circuit decision in Texas to uphold part of the Texas law regulating adult entertainment websites conflicts with U.S. Supreme Court, which we've talked about, precedent regarding minors' access to what they consider obscene material online. And we all know, I'll know it when I see it, that debate that happened because of, what is his name now?
Larry Flynn.
Thank you, Larry Flynn. Yeah. And just promoting and producing and selling porn in magazines. That's how that first started in the Supreme Court.
It came up. He's like, what is porn? Well, I know it when I see it.
And surprisingly, something that's helped to, you know, fight for sex worker rights nowadays. But that is the good news. Pornhub, one of its most visited websites in the world, sued Attorney General Ken Paxton last year to block enforcement of this law that requires websites that host pornography to institute age verification measures and displays health warnings on its pages. They did not win with the age verification, as we can see here, but they were able to push back about health warnings on certain pages when it comes to sex stuff.
So, and this is where I think they're going to have a very hard time, because if just common sense says there should be a way to age verify someone trying to look at porn. That doesn't seem unreasonable. I don't know how that is, because like you said, once you give your ID and stuff, then they can track everything that you're doing. But there must be some way to verify age. And like I said, before they used to do it through credit card. Yeah. You had to have a credit card. And that verified your age.
And I hope that it's very clear that we don't want people accessing content.
And that's what I'm saying.
Underage people, I mean.
Right. We don't want underage people watching porn. So that's why, where it sounds reasonable, I just don't know how to do it.
And what's especially interesting in this Fifth Circuit case in Texas that's causing this issue now for Pornhub is that this entire case was previously ruled unconstitutional years ago, and they didn't change any of the phrasing and just resubmitted the same case, hoping for a better outcome with a different judge and a different kind of court. And
are
you know what?
Are you even allowed to do that?
It was stated by news sites that they barely changed anything, and they just resubmitted it with the intent of hoping for a more evangelical and someone that would side with them. And look at it. It turns out that works. And we've noticed this as well in a number of different lawsuits. People will keep submitting them from the right, hoping to just gain popularity and TikTok and post about it. The way that Pornhub was attacked by the people that were trying to get all porn off the internet because everyone was being sex trafficked. Right. They're pushing these same narratives, and they're just hoping to get better judges each time. And that's a scary thing to see with things like, and TikTok's its own problem right now, which there are so many other.
Get into that one?
Well, we can, but like my mindset with TikTok, let's finish this and then we can talk quickly about TikTok. Okay. But y'all,
time is ticking.
How can you fix this problem? Call your politicians. Earn it, act is bad. Educate everyone else. Retweet artists' tweets when you see them. Don't just like it. Don't just read it and go on. Retweet, raise awareness, and educate people. That is the only way that we're going to see this. Mm-hmm. The only reason me and Daddy saw it was because we had friends in Texas that were talking about it.
Yeah.
And therefore, then we start talking about it. Case in point here, VPNs. Not the sponsor today, but Surfshark VPN on our website. Go check them out.
So I saw that there's a huge tick in people looking, scrambling for VPNs in Texas just so they can watch porn, which is kind of funny.
It's not just Texas, as we've stated, in multiple states, but it's not just the states. If the Earn It Act goes into being, all websites that are hosted in America affect everyone all over the world that uses them.
Sure.
If we get these bans and these age verifications. So if your data is private, or if your data is personal and something important to you, it's kind of a big deal. So make sure that you're paying attention. Because again, Gumroad and other artist websites, which are not primarily known for porn, but have these like parts of the websites that do show not safe for work content, are also being cracked down on.
Yeah.
That de-incentivize porn, art, people just getting into their niche fetish content that's not harming anyone. Meanwhile, Twitter doesn't care when you get pushed into a pool with stocks on and could actually drown. Like the irregularities of the internet is wild sometimes.
But like I've said before, I have no idea how Twitter is allowed to show the extreme porn that it does. It has no age verification and it's all over willy-nilly.
Willy and nilly are just causing all the issues.
I don't know how Twitter gets away with it.
And that's just it. The Earn It Act, I'll finish here with the Earn It Act. Okay. The Earn It Act is like this Trojan horse that is allowing mass surveillance and like evangelical control to just kind of slide in under the radar.
Of course.
That's how it's being used.
Yeah.
Think of the children as the little wheels. Like this is literally a meme I saw. Think of the children as the wheels that's rolling that horse and hiding all of the surveillance apps in there, you know?
Yeah.
It's dangerous. And the senators, the politicians don't know enough about the internet to even regulate that. Judges know nothing. And we see that with things like TikTok, which is it. Do you, here, I'll give you a second. I've talked a lot. I'm sorry.
No. Just, you're heated.
Do you want to explain TikTok a little bit? Do you know enough about
it? I don't know enough about it. So here's my thing. I obviously think it's government overreach to shut down a platform and pick and choose which platforms to shut down. However, if they shut down TikTok, I would like it wouldn't bother me so much.
But
it's not my favorite platform.
Yeah. So you and I both have this similar mindset of like, we like apps that are fun and interesting. Mm-hmm. TikTok brings me joy in how I laugh and ha ha hee hee. But it is not a sex positive place. And I have the hardest time being there because I know that I'm phenomenally suppressed. TikToks used to have, 50 to 100,000 views when I post something. And then one day, everything started getting 1,000 views and 500 views and 8,000.
For half a year, and it's not grown at all for me. So I'm definitely suppressed.
So we don't love it from a creator perspective, no, but from from an information platform that is promoting Black Lives Matter, the war overseas, gun control, violence, support groups, making sure that you are aware and educated on important issues. It is good at that.
You know what else I actually kind of enjoy about TikTok is seeing the creativity of content producers get around their sex negative things with a wink and a nod. And I'm talking about this, but I'm showing you this kind of thing. Jonah Wheeler is a good show off. Jonah Friend is of great at that.
But so here's the thing. He didn't start being very open because the internet allowed you to do that back in the day.
Right.
And the internet doesn't have a history of what's the safe word is a sex positive sex channel. Mm-hmm. Like when I started posting our content, TikTok is smart and it knew our followers followed us on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. And so it grabbed that attention and those points.
There was a video,
and then it taught itself that what's the safe word is bad.
That you posted of me eating broccoli out of my pocket. And I think that was one of the first ones you ever did. And
wild.
And that took off like hundreds of thousands of views. And I was like, here's just me eating a snack.
It was just you. Well, but you also had broccoli in your pocket, which was weird. It was not planned.
That weird.
It was weird.
You rushed me through dinner. I couldn't finish my dinner because we had to get to the movie. So I had to throw the broccoli.
If you really want to try to throw the blame here, I can tell you that is not the case, mister.
You rushed me.
I rushed you because we were already late.
Exactly. So you rushed me. So I had to put half my dinner in my pocket.
How is that my fault?
Because you rushed me.
Because we were late.
I couldn't finish dinner. I had to put broccoli in my pocket. Anyway, it's not that weird. But TikTok loved it.
Not that weird at all.
At all.
But essentially, they're trying to, and one of the three parts of government have already approved this, like getting it out off TikTok ban. And the questions that are asked of the officials at TikTok by politicians are so infuriating. I agree. TikTok has too much information. It needs some sort of regulating, but so does the entire internet, but not in a way that's overbearing. And I feel like the way that we write laws right now is like, it's either black or white. It's either good or bad. There's no nuance. Let's properly handle this to actually like make sure there's no harm happening to people. I do not see how me talking about a condom and the purposes of a condom harms someone to the point where I get check marks off of my, accounts or strikes and whatnot.
The only thing that I would say would be valid if they had to cancel, I don't know what the legislation is. They're
ban going it.
To banning yeah. TikTok is if it was discovered and that it is a mining operation for American data for the Chinese, which I think is what's being accused half the time. And we've know that the Chinese don't allow their own kids to watch TikTok and that they're putting disinformation in our kids' hands and making them addicted to this. It's like sugar. They keep eating it, even though it's bad for them. It tastes sweet.
And because they have an amazing algorithm that knows how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I would find it valid.
My God.
But again, picking and choosing which platforms the government is picking and choosing which platforms are valid and which can be seen. I think that's the slippery
slope. I'm still so surprised how Facebook is a thing. After how many times they've gotten in trouble.
Oh, yeah. They've been discovered.
So many times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, but I think they all, I think all their hands are unclean, right? So,
We're talking about so many, like, very heated discussions right now. Today's the debate cast, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
The comments are going to go crazy. Actually, you don't get comments on podcasts, huh?
Yes, we do.
We do?
Okay. Yeah, we started getting comments on Spotify. So, honestly, if you guys have comments.
I don't
comments,
know where to check that. Where do you check that?
I check it and I publish them.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't auto-publish them, I don't think. Like, they let you read. I publish most of them. Unless someone's being like, this is disgusting, you're a degenerate. I'll post it.
Ooh, I like that one.
Well, it's not nice. That person's not looking for engagement. But if it's like a critical thought, I like having a conversation and people can talk in then. I mean, you guys can always, and it is very helpful. Hey, promo time. If you enjoy what you're listening to, if you like the discussions, like, let us know. Please leave a review.
And join our Patreon, because those comments I do read. I can't see. Why stop?
No, I know. It's true. I know. Read but, Patreon. But I do read our comments in most places just to make sure I hear you guys' feedback. Your guys' feedback's important to me. That said, wow, that was a lot.
That was a lot. Fast and furious.
Is there anything fun and bubbly that you'd like to get off your chest? Is there anything fun that you saw over maybe the trips that we haven't talked about? Because I have one thing I'd like to ask you about.
Okay, so you go.
Another internet moment. If I say Willy Wonka, what comes to mind?
Chocolate Factory.
And anything recently?
Blueberry.
Sure, but like anything recently about Willy Wonka?
No.
Did you see the Willy Wonka experience?
The what?
The Willy Wonka experience?
No, where?
So what? There was.
What's a Willy Wonka experience?
The Willy Wonka experience was, it was like $45 or pounds or something like that. And it was just this AI generated event that happened in Glasgow that the way it was promoted was like AI art that looked really cool. And then when people got there, the side-by-side comparison, I'm showing Daddy a picture. The left side is the AI-generated art of the event. The right side is what people got.
Oh.
And it was just the most terrifying, like, nightmare fuel-inducing, like, the left and the right of this is just, like, that's what people paid, like, around $45, I think, with.
Oh.
It was terrifying. And also, the most meme-worthy stuff, there was characters that were created that weren't real by an AI script. Like this thing right here is a character called the Unknown that the AI created that is an evil chocolatier that lives in the walls.
Okay.
How did you miss all of this?
Because
it was trending for like a week.
I don't care about Willy Wonka.
No, but you could not get on the internet at all.
I probably just flipped by it.
And the reason I wanted to talk about it was because, no, it's not dumb. Well, the internet can be dumb sometimes. But what I found interesting was blueberry porn was a little bit all over the place on my timeline. Did you see any?
No, I missed blueberry porn.
You know what blueberry porn is, though?
Where you eat blueberries, or do you put blueberries up your ass? What?
Okay,
do you do
given
with
the context? Okay, think about it. Critical thinking time.
Yeah.
Given the context, what are we talking about?
Willy Wonka
and
blueberries.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a thing that happens in Willy Wonka?
They eat a blueberry and blow up.
Technically, she eats a blueberry pie, and Wonka says something to the effect of like, always gets ruined in the blueberry stage, or the blueberry pie is never quite right, or something.
Right.
And then she eats the pie and begins to expand.
And turn blue and turn into a blueberry.
Kind of, yeah. And then she needs to get juice later on. Anyway, we're not talking about actual children. This is a fantasy thing. But the blueberry community online, again, they fetishize.
Community?
Yes, there's a community. There's been images of you. You have seen these. You've got to have seen these.
No, I'm there's a blueberry.
There's artwork done of you where you inflate and you get bigger.
Sure, but I think that was like a balloon. I don't think it was a blueberry.
No, there's both. There's probably both. But there's been full-on comics of you turned blue.
I remember
MIR.
MIR, mm-hmm. Them, there was a blueberry being rolled around in a latex costume.
Yeah.
That was hot.
Very, very on the nose there.
Okay.
So this fetish for growth, expanding, being kind of out of sorts and out of control, there's so much DS dynamics there. Again, no kids involved with these fantasies. The communities online do like morphs and they do stories and erotic fiction. that specifically puts a human person in this kind of embarrassing, almost like stuck porn situation. And so,
they blow up into a blueberry.
Yeah. Okay. And I think
then what happens to them? Are they, because being squeezed would be kind of fun.
Exactly. Yeah. The eroticism of that is definitely in there. Inflation and growth being in that juiced. Regard. Yes. It, juiced.
Like milking. Milked. Yeah.
But also
hot.
It's like bondage, kind of.
Yeah.
Once you are stuck in a position like
it's
that.
It's like a vacuum rack.
Exactly. It quite literally, like that's what the MIR guy was bouncing around right. in his blue ball.
Right.
Again, if you've watched the MIR vlog that we did a while back, that
you'll
had
see
it
the blueberry
a number of times.
Bouncing around.
And it was just fun. It
do
was
a,
engaging.
Do a deep dive of our vlogs.
But it also has some pop culture references beyond just Willy Wonka. Obviously, Willy Wonka was the one that really popularized it because it was such a... When you're a kid, those visceral moments where things titillate you stick with you. And I think that's why we see a lot more of it nowadays, because the kids back then are becoming even more seasoned adults and are kind of being more comfortable with themselves.
Sure. I have a question. So at this event that was VR'd out and then people paid $45 to go, did they get their money back when they complained?
It's a whole thing.
So to be clear, the pictures you showed me were like this fantastical world. And then you got there and it was like a stage with green grass on it. And
it
was just sad.
It was a warehouse with paper pictures on walls.
Yeah.
It was billed as a celebration of chocolate in all a delightful form, but ended up being a tragic tale worthy of an Oompa Loompa song.
Oompa Loompa.
Well, it was, and like some of the actors have come out after the fact and been like, we don't know what was going on either, guys, but they kind of had like a moment of celebrity. There was even one lady.
Like actors from the movie?
From the experience.
Oh, from the experience. I was gonna say. Yeah. Actually, isn't Willy Wonka owned by a corporation like Disney or something?
I don't know that Glasgow, a small event in Glasgow is going to get shut down fast enough. I don't know.
I disagree.
I haven't Disney done that could, deep a dive. Yeah, I'm okay. more so fascinated by the resurgence of blueberry porn because I think it's interesting.
Which unfortunately Texas can't see.
No,
blueberry porn for you.
I do want to say though that the reverence of blueberry porn is seen in all sorts of pop culture, not just Willy Wonka. That 70s shows put Mila Kunis, who used to be like this sex icon, especially in that show, mm-hmm. into a situation like that in a dream sequence. So of course that's gonna sexualize it. she has a diehard like Mila Kunis love and following that I'm sure did not help. Endless artwork and fan art and DeviantArt is seen all over the place. And inflation of blueberry latex suits, as Daddy mentioned, are very popular.
Yeah. So I was blissfully unaware of all of this. So.
But you're not. You've
I
seen
am
it.
Until you inform me about these things.
And now
we
you know.
Have very different timelines.
And yet they're very
they
same
overlap
sometimes.
Sometimes
the Venn diagram sometimes really hits hard.
Yeah, sure.
Or inflates.
Or inflates.
Or is drowned together, out. Beyond that though, Daddy, I think we're near the tail end of our conversational episode.
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd have much to talk about today.
Anything else bugging you on the internet?
None of this stuff really bugged me as much as well, some of it bugged me.
All of this stuff bugged you.
Well, I mean some of the blueberry didn't bug me.
Well, but the Willy Wonka event did.
No, I thought it was hilarious. No. I was not bugged. I laughed.
You wouldn't laugh if you paid money for
it. No. I mean, to a degree, I feel bad for the parents because it was tons of parents with their kids.
By the way, you need to talk to Samson because he went to an event last night that was horrific.
Okay.
From some video
game. Okay. Let's not say anything. Before. You need to choose your time wisely when you bring things up and think, is this something that I should mention to Aunt before the podcast? Or should I air the dirty laundry in such a way
it's
that people...
It's not dirty laundry.
It's going to stop. I just want you to look at the Oompa Loompa that was working the Glasgow event. This is the Oompa Loompa as they were handing out one jelly bean a kid.
She looks so sad.
Yeah.
She really doesn't look like she wants to be there.
This poor lady. Look at that face.
They didn't even paint her orange.
Well, I think she had like a maybe a light bronzer
on. She has
on.
A green wig on and
maybe.
A sour face.
But I just... It's... And then here's Willy Wonka on the left. That's Willy Wonka. Looks
That's
just
Willy
like him.
Wonka?
Looks just like him, doesn't it? Anyway, this is an audio podcast, so we should probably wrap it up, much like candy.
Yeah.
And thank you guys again for listening today. Daddy, where can people find you? Would you ever do blueberry porn? And I want to say this respectfully.
Working with someone who knew how, I don't know how to do blueberry. What's so funny is today in my comments, there's somebody who follows me on Twitter who loves flattening. And I think
similar communities.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he's done image of me like being flattened through a paper press and stuff. And he also likes inflation. He likes wearing oversized coats. And he just actually commented on something today saying, when can I flatten you again? So it would have to be someone.
Context is such an interesting comment to make. Exactly. We are laughing with, not at. I want to be very clear.
No, I'm not laughing at all. It was hot. I kind of liked it. It would have to be someone who knew what they were doing so they could teach me, but I'm always open for exploring those things.
I mean, I have not gone on a huge deep dive, but I've done enough like watching of clips and people that post stuff on Twitter that have been fun and playful. It's very much like a transformation sequence that you'd see in like a cartoon. You know, you like get close-up shots of your clothes, oh my god, tearing apart, but it's probably two people like ripping it, you know.
Sure.
And then like your face going like, oh my god, no. You know, what? Sure. You're laughing. Well, you understand what I mean, right?
It actually could be kind of fun to like combine that with looning. So you'd have a big blue balloon that you were in and then you pop it.
Oh, God. So there's snuff involved, too?
No, it's not snuff.
Well, if you're the balloon.
That's the squeezing.
Okay, well, pop is different than squeeze.
It's like
Cicero.
Like it's squeezing a zit.
Okay, I'm not kink shaming pimple popping, but that makes my salivation
pimple popping.
That's a squick moment for me, not a judgment, but not for me, and all support for you, Daddy. Just please wrap it up.
Okay,
wrap it up.
If you want to see me do blueberry porn,
honestly, I would love to see you.
I will sometime do it on MrChristopher.com, and if you want to
send him pictures of himself as a blueberry, you can find
Twitter. Yeah, you can find me at Christopher Weston, and that's Christopher with a K.
You can find me everywhere at Pup Amp, and if you want to squeeze some content, you can go to pupamp.com and squeeze one out. This has been What's Your Safe Pod, a What's a Safe Word production, and if you're feeling a little blue, you berries can check us out on the After Pod.
Which we're about to do right now
on our Patreon. Until then, though, we will talk to you guys next time. Check out Manscaped and Tushy, and we appreciate you. Bye. Sorry for the long ending. I was trying to find the button for the ending, and so I just... Bye.
I thought you were just being long-winded as usual.
At least someone's got notes and receipts, okay? I'm just trying to educate the masses.